Hi, my name is Dexter. I'm 8 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Dexter, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Dolly Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Kidlet Quizlet later in the show. This week, we're listening to music written for a little girl named Dolly by the French composer Gabriel Fauré. Today, we're going to hear a piece that he wrote for Dolly for New Year's Day 1895, when she was about 3 years old. This one is called Dolly's Garden. Now, of the Dolly suite, the Berceuse, the one we heard on Monday, is the most famous piece. But this one, Dolly's Garden, is a lot of people's favorite, just because it's so, so pretty. Something neat about this piece of music is that Fauré quotes his own work in it. So about 20 years before he wrote Dolly's Garden, he wrote a violin sonata, his first violin sonata, which he then quotes in Dolly's Garden. So here's what the violin sonata piece sounds like with the violin. So there's the bit from the violin concerto. The quotation can be a little bit hard to find because it's in a different key, but listen for the patterns of the notes. That'll let you know where you are. Here's that quotation in Dolly's Garden. See that? Pretty clever. Let's take our trip through Dolly's Garden with the Hirsch Pincus Piano Duo. Evan Hirsch and Sally Pincus, pianists, performed Dolly's Garden from the Dolly Suite by Gabriel Fauré. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Kidlet Quizlet this week. We have another hint for you today. All week, we'll ask you this question. If you get it right, you'll win a prize pack. Here is the question. What famous children's toy is named after a U.S. president? Yesterday's hint, this president was a big game hunter. He liked to shoot big animals, but this was in honor of an animal he did not shoot. Here's another hint. This president had been invited to a hunting party in the year 1902, and he could not catch this animal, and one of his servants tied the animal to a tree so that it would be easy for the president to shoot it. But the president thought that was totally unfair, poor sportsmanship, and he would not shoot the animal tied to the tree.
Good job, Mr. President. Now, what toy came from this, do you know? If you figured it out already, send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Alrighty, kids commuters, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.